Welcome to Tampa, folks. Anybody here for the convention?
I'm welcoming you. Yeah. Welcome to Tampa.
Thank you.
Are you here for the convention?
Yes, we are.
Does
everybody almost
week?
Does everyone almost fall off the escalator?
No, you're one of the first.
God bless America, my home sweet home.
I think just the tone of the excitement, being with like-minded people, always is a wonderful experience as a Republican.
We're going to bring you the latest news from the Republican convention, but stories as well. And today, one of the biggest in this region, it's about the foreclosure crisis. Now, people, of course, lost jobs. Others were sold mortgages they could never afford. Others are doing okay, but are walking away from homes whose value has dropped way below the mortgage. We drove through one neighborhood outside Tampa this past weekend and came across, first, a family washing their dog.
Media alert. Hi, puppy.
It's all bloodhound. The house has been in the family for 50 years.
Oh, wow.
So.
Well, I'm looking across the street at a for sale sign. What's it been like for you to see this?
Difficult. I think everybody's in the same position. Some subdivisions out in Pasco County, you had $600,000-$700,000 homes that investors bought to flip around and ended up losing a lot of money. And now those good valued homes are actually like living in a poverty-stricken community. People are losing their jobs, their homes, and everything's falling apart.
Literally falling apart. We're seeing holes in roofs.
Oh, yeah.
How has, I mean, obviously your home has emotional value for 50 years, but what about the financial value? Has that gone down?
Oh, it's dropped tremendously. They were going for $120,000. Now they're valued at maybe $29,000, $30,000.
Really?
Yeah.
And you stay. Why do you stay?
This is my home.
We're taking our tour with Sylvia Alvarez, a licensed realtor and executive director of the Housing and Education Alliance. That's a HUD-certified counseling agency trying to help the 15,000 homeowners in the Tampa Bay area facing foreclosure. You need a guide because, as Sylvia explains, most real estate agents don't put up for sale signs anymore. They don't want the neighborhood to look blighted. You've got your iPad open up here, and what are you showing me there?
All those red dots, Robin, are all foreclosures.
Wait a minute. The screen is covered with red dots.
Yes, there's hardly any white left. Yeah. And actually, this is indicative of any place you go in Tampa. The more affluent neighborhoods are still seeing foreclosures, perhaps not in this concentration, but this problem does not discriminate, and everyone has been a victim. So
unbelievable.
Yes.
All those are foreclosures.
It's affected families with children more than anyone. We've got the fastest escalating number of families with children that are homeless in the country. We're one of the top three.
Did you see banks giving mortgages to people that you said, wait a second, they shouldn't get...
Definitely. In fact, years before this crisis started, we knew this was coming. No one twisted their arms. They did not have to offer these kind of products. And what's really a crime is that in most cases, these people would have qualified for an FHA loan. But because that took a little bit more work, they wouldn't do it. It was a little bit more paperwork on their part, and they would have given good, solid loans that also have added features in them that give someone more options when they do run into trouble. So I know why they were doing it. It was greed. They would make more money with less work on those liar loans. The liar loans are pretty much, if you had good credit, and they could put a mirror under your nose and you had, and it fogged up, you would get a mortgage.
If you had a pulse.
If you had a pulse, really.
So we're driving around a neighborhood here. We're on North 26th and East Liberty. And what we're seeing are a sea of one level, very kind of sweet, tidy little homes.
Yeah.
Well, there's the house right there that looks completely abandoned.
Correct.
Two houses that look abandoned. What would these have gone for in good times?
In good times, these were probably going for about $150, $190. Now they're lucky if they can get $40 or $50 for them. And that's the other travesty of this, because now that they've tightened lending requirements, the average person cannot buy, and these homes are all going to investors who have cash.
Well, tell us about that. Who are these investors?
Well, we went to a luncheon just this week for the National Association of Hispanic Realtors, and they were telling everyone, if you speak Spanish, go to another country, because those are the people buying up these houses. And that's what's happening. A lot of people from outside of the U.S. are buying these homes as investments.
Well, look,
I'm renting them.
Looking over here. Yeah.
It's very sad. There's another one. Another one right there.
A lot of critics of the Obama administration say they should have done more. They should have forced banks. You agree?
I agree. They should have done more. I think, though, politically, it wasn't the prudent thing to do. I think he would have gotten a lot of pushback if he did, but we needed to do principal reduction, and we're finally starting to see some of that. We had a client come in who was trying to negotiate with his lender. We actually saw a $300,000 mortgage reduced to about $100,000.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, when you say the political climate, there are people who would be furious about that. They're paying their $300,000.
Exactly. And I completely understand. And quite frankly, if you've gone through this and you see the people like we have and see the pain that has been caused to families, I mean, in America, I would gladly allow someone to reduce their principal, as long as it's a hardship.
Well, and I would think, too, that if that person gets to reduce their mortgage and can pay it and hold on to the house and keep it up, it's better for you, the neighbor.
Absolutely. And I think...
Do you think the government should buy these homes?
I don't know that they should buy them. I think that they should make them available with certain requirements, as FHA just recently did. They put out blocks of mortgages for sale. Whoever's buying these mortgages has to negotiate some kind of a workout with them, whether to lower their mortgage balance or extend the term or lower the rate.
Boy, I mean, I'm just, as you're speaking, I'm looking past you out the window. I mean, house after house after house.
Hey, look at that one. There's another one. There's another one. There.
I'm wondering if, do you think if we could stop and talk to some people?
We can try.
Yeah. We come across a single mom renting a somewhat rundown house, but the one next door is completely overgrown and boarded up.
Homeless people, the students that come, they vandalize the home, the garbage, the bugs.
You got a toddler.
Definitely. We have six children, so...
Has it opened up more rentals because there have been so many foreclosures?
I think it's made it harder for rentals. Prices are going up on rentals is the problem. There's so many people trying to rent. See, they're nodding their head yes, so...
Yeah. The homes that we have found have been like, slumlords, you know, stuff like that. They don't want to come fix anything.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then, you know, the foreclosure homes, they're putting people in there and they're not letting them know that their homes are foreclosure and being evicted.
Huge problem that we have. A renter will move into a house and then they get a notice that they got to move. This happens every day.
So the homeowners, knowing they're being foreclosed, are renting?
Yes.
Part of our tour this weekend of a Tampa neighborhood hit hard by foreclosures with Sylvia Alvarez. She's with the HUD-certified Nonprofit Housing and Education Alliance. When we come back, why their counseling and classes are needed. And don't forget, there are pictures of our tour at facebook.com/herenowradio. Your thoughts on the convention, always welcome there, or at herenow.org, or on Twitter, @herenow, @herenowrobin. Later today, the Ron Paulapalooza, 10,000 followers, packed the Sundome to hear him speak yesterday, but was it a swan song? I've got a Ron Paul supporter sitting right in front of me who's going to take exception to that, and he's right. Ron Paul could be the Ross Perot, the Ralph Nader of this election if his followers vote for the Libertarian who's running. We'll have that story later. Back in 1 minute with more Here and Now from Tampa. Welcome back to Here and Now at the Tampa Convention Center. Republicans have had their plans buffeted a bit by Tropical Storm Isaac, which might hit New Orleans and the Gulf as a Category 2 hurricane on Wednesday. But this region has already been hammered by the foreclosure crisis. As we speak, there are still 15,000 homes in the Tampa Bay region in some stage of foreclosure. We took a drive this weekend with Sylvia Alvarez of the HUD-approved Nonprofit Housing and Education Alliance through Tampa's so-called suitcase city. So-called because, you know, people do tend to pass through, but as we've been hearing, it also has decades-long residents and people who bought homes hoping to stay who are now facing foreclosure. I asked Sylvia if she's seen problems like the ones caused by foreclosures in Arizona.
We heard stories of snakes in the pools and...
Oh, we have alligators.
In the abandoned pools?
Yeah. It's taxed the animal shelters, all the homeless shelters. We have a program, the hardest hit, because Florida is one of the hardest hit states, as you know. It's a program to only help underemployed or unemployed borrowers, to help them make their payments or to help them get caught up for a specific period of time. So at first, when it was approved, it was longer. The governor came in and said, we're going to make it 6 months only. And now they've went ahead and I think increased it to 24 months or 18 months and up to $25,000. Because you can't find a job.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second.
We come across another resident, Miguel from Haiti, a new homeowner, watching the value of his home plummet.
And every year, the property tax keep go up.
The property tax go up even though the values...
And the value in the house go down.
Yeah.
I buy my house for $200,000. Now, when I go look at the book, it's $69,000.
The value of your house has gone from $200,000 to
$69,000? Yes, ma'am.
Have you paid it off already?
No, ma'am. I just bought a house in 2005.
So you are underwater. I mean, there are people walking away from those.
Yeah, a lot of people, because I got 2 hours close by my house. So the people leave. This house empty.
Is that also bringing your house value down?
Yes.
Oh, boy, but if you leave, you walk away from what you've already put in, but then...
You lost everything, and...
So you're going to stay?
Hey, I'm going to try the best I can. I just don't understand it. If the property tax go up, why the value of the house don't go up?
How much did you put down in 2005?
I used to put $10,000.
Some people would say, wow, $10,000, that's not a lot of money to put down. You might have been the beginning of these unexamined mortgages,
yes.
You know?
Well, yeah, I had to put $10,000 down, me and my wife, so...
We're certified by HUD, okay? You can fight to get your taxes, your property taxes down.
It's my first house, so I don't know nothing about buy a house in the state.
All right, I have to tell you something. We're starting our classes in Creole in just a couple of months, and we teach you all about home buying.
Property tax, so all of them.
All of those things
and
in
city
class.
Tax and all of them. No, I don't know stuff like that. I think you buy a house, you're done.
Hey, I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you very much. I hope something changed because it's not good.
And see, we see the faces. You know, you look at this here and you see red dots, but we know the stories behind them. I have a lady, and I'll use her name as Maria, came to this country, did everything right, married a man who was abusive. She ended up having 2 children with him, left him, got divorced, was working a full-time job, a part-time job, and putting herself through nursing school at night. She bought a home, and of course, the mortgage was never explained to her. When the economy tanked and she lost her part-time job and her full-time job became a part-time job, she had to quit school. Her mortgage balance was $180,000. She never should have bought a home that big, but her loan officer convinced her she could afford it. And then she could turn around and sell the house in a couple years and make all this money. We analyzed her situation. She could afford to pay a mortgage of about $100,000. We went to the bank. We said, can you recast her mortgage? They said no. They sold that house for $80,000 to an investor. And Maria was living in her car with her 2 daughters and going to the YMCA every morning to take a shower for, well, have her little girls get ready for school. And then I lost track of her. And that really bothers us.
How many of these mortgages were also not fixed? So suddenly you had the detonation of the interest skyrocketing.
A majority of them. We got really in the beginning very little cooperation from the banks.
In making them fixed?
In making them, you know, something that's palatable for the person, even if you put a big balloon on the end but work with the people. It's better to have people living in homes and taking care of them than what you're seeing here now.
Let me ask you, Sylvia, the suggestions are that government buy up the mortgages. There's no political stomach for forcing the banks to do more, although there has been some more pressure. What would you suggest?
I think that they need to do what FHA did. Banks need to sell these mortgages in blocks into investors, but with requirements on them that, okay, we're going to discount this mortgage to you, but you in turn have got to discount it to the homeowner and try to work it out to where the homeowner stays in the house, because every foreclosure hurts every other home that's around it.
And Sylvie, we understand that when funding was cut to your agency, and you thought in 2008 that you were going to have to cut jobs and maybe shut it
down. It was a horrible time. We were getting cuts from the government. We're getting cuts from our funders. And I waited until after the holidays, called a meeting, and I told everyone, we've given it our best, guys. We can't continue to do this. We have to shut down. And what happened next was something I never expected. They refused to close. They kept coming in every day, working, even though there was no money to pay them. And had they not done that, over 5,000 Tampa Bay area families would not have received the free foreclosure help that we provided. And I have to say that my people, I can't say enough good things about them. And
I do understand they're not even being fully paid now.
Well, no. In fact, I'm probably at about a third of the salary, and everybody else is about the same. But, you know, we're eating, and I will tell you that all of us, at one point or another, either lost our homes or was in some phase of the foreclosure process.
Were you?
Yes.
Wow. Did you lose your home?
No.
How'd you keep your home?
Still working on it. Still working on it.
That's Sylvia Alvarez of the HUD-certified nonprofit Housing and Education Alliance, as you just heard, staving off foreclosure while trying to help others go through it. We'll link you to their work at hereandnow.org. Back with the latest news from here in Tampa, Florida, Here and Now.